First up, Annie Haswell's here to update us on what's news today.
Hi, Sarah. Looking at COVID statistics, worldwide 25.8 million cases now, with 859,000 people dead. In Australia, 25,923 cases, 663 deaths. Victoria today, there's still the state everybody's watching, 90 cases and 6 deaths, so definitely coming down there. Meanwhile, Victorian police have charged 3 people with incitement over a protest against coronavirus restrictions, which was scheduled for Saturday. People are being told not to leave home to protest in the wake of a viral video of a Ballarat woman being arrested.
In Paris, all eyes are on one court case.
Yes, well, 14 people have gone to trial in Paris on charges of assisting the gunmen who attacked the weekly Charlie Hebdo and a Jewish supermarket 5 years ago, leaving 17 people dead. There were only 11 of the suspected accomplices in the packed courtroom, charged with conspiracy in a terrorist act or association with the terror group. The other 3 had fled to territory controlled by ISIL in Syria or Iraq before the January 2015 attacks.
In the Philippines, online bartering is saving people from starvation.
The country's months-long virus restrictions that started in March have plunged the economy into a deep recession. There are millions out of work, and so Filipinos have flocked to Facebook to exchange their possessions, including kitchen appliances, children's toys and designer handbags, mostly for food. A pair of Nike slip-ons can apparently buy you a nice dressed chicken.
And moving around the world, in Taiwan, a change to the design of the passport cover that might be more about politics than aesthetics.
You have to think so. The word Taiwan will now be larger on the front of a Taiwanese passport, and the words Republic of China will be smaller, and they've been moved to wrap around the country's national emblem on the front. Authorities said the redesign was to stop confusion between its nationals and its citizens of China. The island is actually an independent state, but China sees it as a breakaway province. A Beijing foreign ministry spokeswoman said that the passport changes would not change Taiwan being an inalienable part of China.
Confirmation that Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was definitely poisoned.
Yes, well, the German government's confirmed that Navalny, who's in hospital in Berlin, has been poisoned with Novichok. That's the same nerve toxin that was used to poison Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury in the UK in 2017. And if you've been watching the series about that event, you'll know just how deadly that substance is. Navalny's been a critic of Putin. He fell ill on a flight to Moscow on August the 20th. I think he's pretty lucky that he ended up in Germany because Russian doctors said there was no sign of poisoning, but now he's in an induced coma.
And finally, some government generosity towards Australian vaccine researchers.
Yes, the government's funded another COVID-19 vaccine under development in Australia. Vaccine, that's with an X, based at Flinders University, has been awarded funding of $1 million. Vaccine are the team who developed the first swine flu vaccine, and they've been working on this vaccine, which is based on a synthetic spike protein rather than the one based on embryos. We spoke to Vaccine Research Director Professor Nikolai Petrovsky a couple of weeks ago after the announcement of the other deal with Oxford that we heard so much about. He wasn't happy at the time about the lack of support for Australian vaccines under development. Here are his comments on this latest news.
The funds have been given to us to help with the animal research that obviously plays a critical part of vaccine development, and also a small amount towards the cost of manufacturing some vaccine. But obviously the big issue for us right now is the lack of funding for the actual clinical trials, which are in fact the most expensive part of developing a vaccine. So that's still where we need additional help. It's great to receive a $1 million grant, but just in the context of what it's going to cost to develop our vaccine, obviously it only takes us a small fraction of the way we need to go. We know governments in Europe and the United States have put tens of billions of dollars into their local vaccine developers to assist them in that process. We just haven't seen that level of support in Australia yet.
That's Professor Nikolai Petrovsky. He's Research Director of Vaccine, and that's based at Flinders University.